You're hearing a real, good Christian music. The study went through all the trouble in trying to find that particular record. He bought it from the San Diego, and he bought it from San Diego, and he brought it here to Los Angeles for his mother to hear. Now you listen to this Christian music. The study went through all the trouble in trying to get that record. He stepped around a couple of weeks in San Diego before he could realize his ambition. He wanted specially to dedicate this piece of music to his loving mother. Mr. President and guest, it really is a pleasure to be here tonight and enjoy the festival and also the celebration, the accomplishments that you have done in order to raise money for the Red Cross. Wherever I can truthfully say that I was, it happened I was in the trenches, and the order came along to go over the top. And we did, and the last time I noticed that I went over the top, I found myself in a hospital, and a Red Cross nurse sitting beside me when I opened my eyes. The first thing I asked, I said, "Where am I?" And she said, "Why, you are in a hospital." And she started to cheer me up and tell me that the regiment I went over on a mighty good piece of work. And she told me a little story about a Jewish boy who was caught by the Germans, and he was put in the concentration camp. And this little fella was going around and telling everybody what a fine job the Americans done before the Germans caught him. Finally, that story went around so much that a commandant from the concentration camp heard it. Of that story, and he asked for that little Jewish boy to come up there and told him, he says, "If you don't quit telling those stories, I'm going to put you on bread and water." Wow. The Jewish boy says, "Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean nothing, but we sure did. The Americans gave a good training to the Germans before you caught us.